Drive on Phoenix FM.
Andrew of Downham Hall. Andrew, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Yeah, thanks for being having me along today. It's fantastic.
No, thanks for coming along on a Monday. I know it's always difficult on a Monday.
Well, we're closed on a Monday, so it's actually a great day for us.
Are you?
Yeah.
Now, look, for those who don't know Downham Hall, it's got a rich history as well. There's so much I want to talk to you about. But can you give us a brief on just what you do?
We're trying to be a bit of everything, really. So we're a hotel, essentially, or bed and breakfast, depending on how you describe it. And we do lots of weddings, christenings, all that sort of stuff. Lots of funerals. Actually, we're a fantastic place. We really enjoy those, having the family get-togethers for everybody. And then we've also, you know, more of our more recent ventures have been having a restaurant, which is one of the more challenging aspects of it, I could tell you for free. We're really enjoying trying to get that going. We've got a fantastic chef now. It's been a tough time running a restaurant through the pandemic period, sure. But we're back up and running and getting it going now. So yeah, so quite a lot of stuff actually. It's quite for a little place. It's quite a big business, really. So yeah,
and you've done it in a short space of time as well, because it was your wife's idea, wasn't it, from 2017? Just wanted to really came from an Airbnb idea.
Well, she'd been fantastic running an Airbnb in London, and we've got three kids, and they were getting to a point where we're gonna have to sort out schools, but schools in East London were getting very oversubscribed, so we're gonna have to move. Usual story, so many people like that. And so off we went to look at houses, and we saw this one, and we thought we'll go and see it. And that's when the fateful day happened, and we ended up buying it. So her Airbnb skills were supposed to translate into another Airbnb, but we got a little bit carried away, it's probably fair to say.
It certainly did, because look, it's got a rich history. Edward Aslow of Downham Hall leased the cost £32 per annum in 1574 as well, after marriage to Francis Wingfield. Now those historians might actually know who these people are, but there's a connection to East London as well, see, so you're still kind of connected to your roots.
The main family were the most famous family, I think, of the de Beauvoir family. And they a lot of the places around nowhere are still named after that, so some of the pubs, everything else. But they also built sort of what is colloquially called Beaver Town now in Hackney. So it was de Beauvoir, because de Beauvoir got shortened to Beaver. So they did all of that. But they owned a lot of places. And actually, some of the descendants still own a couple of the halls. And actually, Richard Benyon actually sits in the House of Lords. He's still involved with the biggest property, which is Englefield Estate down in, I think it's Surrey. So lots of history. So our place has changed so much over the hundreds of years. And we find bits and pieces, and we dig the garden and like, wow, what was that? Yeah. Sometimes it was a drain, but hopefully sometimes we dare to dream of something more interesting. So
because it's really interesting. You go onto your website, and it's downhamhall.com. Pardon my accent. So I'm sure Andrew will give it another shout a little bit later. It's the restoration gallery pictures that I love. You can really see the before and after, and all the hard work that you put into it. And again, in such a short space of time.
Yeah, I think when we bought it, I think for security reasons, the old owners, because it was a semi-detached house, basically. It was a very glamorous semi-detached house. They'd both let their sort of garden hedges, fences and everything else get higher and higher and higher over the years, I think, because they weren't living there all the time. Yeah. So when we turned out, there was an awful lot of work to rip it back. And actually, I think it was one of the days when we were removing one of the biggest bramble hedges at the back. And there happened to be someone coming and saying, "What are you doing?" They came round and they said, "I work in the wedding industry. You need to make this a wedding venue." And it was like, oh, wow. And that, again, that was the sort of moment where we changed our plans radically. But the views are stunning. And when we looked around and bought it, you could kind of tell, but it's only when you start tearing those things apart that you really realise how much the potential there was. So, it's been a big, big journey. Lots of gardening, lots of internal renovations. So, more to do as well. We're nowhere near finished. So
it's a beautiful place. So even though it's been, like, obviously you've had the restoration as well, you can still sense the history. And I think that's really important that everything evolves, doesn't it, over centuries, you know, and for you to keep that going is brilliant for them.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people come out the back of our property, and there's a massive wall, and you can tell that it's been built up at different stages. Bits are looking like they're going to collapse, which obviously we have to keep renovating that, but that's at least 400 years old, and we're not even sure if it was part of it wasn't even part of the old property, because it was a massive figure of eight back in the day. But we think as a death taxes or maybe a fire, it's changed quite a lot. So the windows are not the original windows, we know that. It's a proper mongrel house, you know. So it's kind of crazy.
Like, so you celebrate life essentially there, don't you? We'll be talking more about that a little bit later, but there was an image on your restoration gallery. I'm obsessed with it, right? What it was, there were some goldfish there. Was they goldfish or were they... What happened to them? I need to know what happened to them.
So, we call it the moat. I have a terrible joke that it's a moat that would only stop the French and not the Scottish, because it only faces south. But that's what the ornamental moats were all all the rage, apparently, 150, 200 years ago. Mm. So that was built. But when we turned up, it silted right up and it was hardly any water flowing in it. So we dug it all out, had it all renovated and all the garden rebuilt, which is great. But it had no fish in it. So we were like, let's get some. So we started with a few fish that we bought off eBay, then did a couple of pond clearances for old ladies who were sort of, you know, maybe their husbands have passed away. And so we're going to help them out. We're clearing their fish out. Oh. And now there are thousands of fish in there. They've done so well. So yeah, it's quite incredible. Yeah, and we throw the fish food in and they go absolutely berserk. The kids absolutely love seeing all of that. And we've actually recently put in a pontoon at one end so that you can go and do that yourself. So yeah, if you like your fish, come and see them. We don't let people fish there yet. A lot of people ask for that. But yeah, some of the fish have gone huge.
That's another project now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Start the fisheries. Yeah. Well, the grounds are gorgeous as well. It's just like the photographs and stuff that you've seen from people that have had weddings there. It's just such a lovely setting.
Yeah, I know it sounds ridiculous, but one of my friends I used to work with came to visit, and he's actually from Tuscany.
Oh.
And he said, it reminds me of Tuscany. And I went, are you lying to me? Are you just trying to make me feel good? No, because most of Tuscany isn't vineyards. Most of it's agricultural. Yeah. And actually, the St. Margaret's Church in Downham, so I think it's supposed to be the second highest point in Essex. I know Essex isn't the Alps, but still. But it means we have got a lovely view all the way around. And I think that, again, that was when we cleared all the hedges back and started to realise how visible that was. Yeah. But we basically sit in a natural bowl. I mean, you used to have a vineyard in it and all sorts of things. So it's an incredible spot, really, for that. So, yeah, we're very lucky with the views. And then the other way... is down towards basically the Thames Estuary. So on a sunny, clear day, we can see Kent. So, yeah, it's a fair way away. But, yeah, we can see it, so it's great.
Beautiful stuff. Now, look, I'm going to play a request then, and we're going to come back and talk more about what you provide now. I've got it lined up. I know which one it is.
But... Oh, I've been asked to do a request. So I thought, all right, my wife is really the driving force of the business, and she should be here if she wasn't so shy. But, yeah, we've gone for Strong by London Grammar.
Brilliant choice. Right, back here on Phoenix FM Drive with me, Joe Bailey, and Andrew of Downham Hall. How you doing, Andrew? Yeah. Still okay?
I'm doing well, thank you. Yeah,
good stuff. Yeah, you look very relaxed. You've got a great radio voice as well, to be fair. And, you know.
I have heard that before,
yes. It's another string you should add to your bow, I think, yeah. But listen, we were talking about taking over Downham Hall only since 2017, and it's been a huge undertaking, but I want to know more about the services you could provide. Like, if I want to go there, what can I expect, and events and things like that? Because you do so much, don't you, there?
Yeah, I think for local people, I mean, if you think about the challenge, a wedding you've got to be invited to or be getting married, it's not something you do that often, hopefully. And if you're staying in the bedroom, normally local people don't stay in a bedroom, they stay in their own houses. So I think for people in the area, one of the main reasons for opening up the restaurant was so that people could come and actually visit and do a little bit of time. So I think the one thing that we would sort of say to people looking to come somewhere, try somewhere new, is we do breakfast, we do afternoon teas, and then our restaurant is fantastic. So our head chef is Liam Lingwood. He's been lucky enough to work with people like Tom Kerridge up in London at the Corinthia, and you know, he's been head chef in various really, really fantastic places. Mm-hmm. But he's a local lad and he's moved back to be closer to his family and things, and so we're very lucky to have got him, frankly. I mean, so many restaurants are struggling to get great chefs, and so we've got a fabulous one now, and he knows so many great people he's brought with him. So that's what we're doing. I'd recommend people to come and try us. We're new, we're still getting there. We're not as refined as, say, some of the Michelin star places, but our food is excellent and is getting really, really good reviews. And we do a range of things. So let's say we've done tasting menus, which have gone down really, really well. We're trying to showcase his skills, if that makes sense, because he uses a lot of the local suppliers we can. Say my wife Christina, her bride. Made a wedding, runs an organic farm out in Tillingham. So yeah, Brabble, Tillingham, sort of Sarah Green's Organics. So we use those guys, we use all the local meat suppliers we can, Osborne's of fish and whatever in Leon Sea. So yeah, we do a lot of those guys, so it's really, really good. So that's what we'd recommend people to come and try. It's really good. So yeah,
see, that entices me, being like working with the local community as well. It's all about like keeping our local businesses open, and so when they provide that, people say, oh, I'm not too sure. It's all those kind of things. So I think what you say is you're sourcing locally is a brilliant thing to do. So it makes me want to come along, that's for sure.
Yeah,
and you do afternoon teas as well, don't you?
Yeah, we do afternoon teas as well. So I think, you know, a country house like us needs to have afternoon teas. It's absolutely befitting of the place. So yeah, so we're very popular for those. People even have a baby shower or things like that with an afternoon tea too. We do that, and we cook all the cakes in house. We do pretty much do as much as we possibly can in house. We're really proud of them. So Yeah, and a lot of people come for the sort of the afternoon out, midweek or whatever, even the weekends. So yeah, we do those Wednesdays to Saturdays. Yeah, Sundays is a big Sunday lunch day, so we reserve that for the roasts and everything else. Although this time of year, it's as much a garden menu outside as well. Yeah. But yeah, afternoon teas are very popular. So
it's like, so very English. People can go outside and eat.
Yeah, and then this year we've developed we're actually calling it the Tuscan Garden Terrace, although my wife would call it the patio. at the back of thing, and it's really, really nice. So we've got some lovely raised beds, and because of the views, we just have a little bit of wind, so we've raised these lovely raised beds to keep everyone protected, sheltered, and that's really, really nice. So yeah, we've got all the umbrellas if it gets too hot, that sort of thing, and it is fabulous. And I have to say, one of the good things about owning the place is in the evenings, because we're currently living next door, so we're hoping to extend, and we'll get somewhere else at some point, but we get to go and sit on that ourselves in the evening, have a glass of wine and a bit of food. That's one of the perks of working where we do. So
you've painted a lovely picture of just like just complete and utter just laying in the sun. See, I'm already laying on the garden on the lawn. But you've set perfect picture really for people to just go along, just relax, and I say to anyone, just go along, just try it out.
Yeah, I mean, if people are lying on the lawn, it's normally after one of our weddings.
I do apologise.
People are very well behaved at weddings, of course. Yeah. But it is, and I think, as I say before, people out of our area kind of get to experience it a bit more than people in the area, because they get to come and stay, even with travelling with business, they love it. But do come along. We've got a summer feast. That sounds good, isn't it? 29th of July. Right. We're doing that. It's like a family day, and our chef wanted to do something to get all the families out and do that. So there's a range of food and things they're doing. So I think there's details of that on our website and stuff. So you can book it through our website. It's selling pretty well, but that's a chance. That's one thing coming up that people can do it. Another one I suggest is, if people are just nosy, genuinely nosy, is pretend they're getting married. I didn't say this, but people then go to our wedding openly.
Don't tell anyone, Andrew. Go on, say it again.
And I wouldn't say that me and my wife have ever done that when we were looking at other wedding venues. Of course, we would never have done that. The 24th of September as well, that's coming along. So if you think about getting married, or you know someone who is, or you're just being nosy, come along. And the truth is, if you're just being nosy, just tell us and come and have a wander around. It's fine. Yeah. We don't mind. Yeah, it's there to be enjoyed. The gardens get a lot of love, a lot of work, so all we want people to see them. They're not there to be hidden away from anyone. Because we have really nice gardens. We're very lucky to have the land and the views. So we've set up a really, hopefully, a maturing garden. So it's good.
I'll have to come along and look at the fish as well. I'm a little bit obsessed with that now. But listen, Andrew, thanks ever so much. Now, we can go to, if you do it in your accent, it'd be much better. And you've got a much better radio voice than I have. Your website, how we can get hold of you.
That's very kind of you to describe my voice like that. It's www.downhamhall.com.
And you're also on socials as well, aren't you?
Yes, my wife is very active on socials. She's excellent at that.
You can get all of those on from the website.
Yeah, exactly. Search for Downham Hall Essex. We'll come up on most of those socials. Yeah.
So you know what to do. You can go and look now if you wish. That's absolutely fine. Downhamhall.com, and you will find Andrew and Christina's beautiful, beautiful Downham Hall. And Andrew, listen, come back again. Bring your chef and bring some tasters in. That's what I say next time.
Hang on a minute. No, I'm sure you'd love to do that. Yeah, no worries.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Andrew. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That I forgot to ask Andrew about events that are coming up. So, Andrew's still here. Andrew, all right, sorry about that, Andrew. I was just getting carried away.
No worries. I see you dreaming, lying on the lawn.
I was dreaming, lying on the lawn.
One too many cocktails in you.
Having all the taste of menus. I was there. Yeah. So you've got events coming up, though.
Yes. Yeah. So one we wanted to mention, because it's been very popular with everybody, is that we have a murder mystery night. In fact, we've booked a number of murder mystery nights, and the vast majority sold out very quickly. Ooh, and I think I do worry about people in the local area, whether they're remembering the gangster past of the East London, where they're all actually sort of wannabe murderers. Yeah. But we have another one that we've just put on, which is the 21st of October.
Ah.
It is selling out. So they're proving very popular. So we'll do that. And if lots of interest comes in, we'll keep adding them through the autumn and into the new year. So yeah, they're proving a lot of fun. So local actors, these guys come in and they put on a theme. We're going to start doing themes. They want to do a Fawlty Towers theme, which I hope doesn't reflect on our level of service, but or the dodgy old owner. But yes, so yeah, we're looking forward to those.
Oh, that sounds excellent. You'll have to keep us updated on that.
I will do.
We'll give you a shout throughout so we can keep the listeners updated.
Thank you.
On what's going on at Downham Hall. Thanks again, Andrew.
No, thank you.
I will be over, but don't worry. You let me in. I promise you I won't be laying on the lawn. Yes, thanks again.